And they brought me, carried me to the doctor, and he says, I'm going to have to try something. He says, and he gave me 60 grains of quinine and a shot in the hip, like to kill me. And I don't know whether it was that or what caused me to have this yellow jaundice, but I turned yellow the pumpkin, and the bed sheets would be yellow where I sweated. I couldn't walk when I weighed 109 pounds when I began to get better. The 60 grains of quinine broke the fever. I sweated for 4 days and nights. Just about every 3 or 4 hours, get up and change the bed clothes. That was in the good old days.
When you have a pain down here and have to have an operation?
Appendicitis.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
Not to my knowledge. I'm sure they were.
And say if your neighbor had gotten some news, and as soon as she got the news, she came over and told you about it. She said she hurried right over.
Told me the good news or bad news.
Why did she come over? She came over.
To tell me about it.
Did you ever say far to tell me?
No.
And
I've heard people say that, you know.
Who would say it?
Older people. Some people from, they're going back to these Mississippians, you know. Far to tell you, I come over far to tell you something. Far to ask you for something. They just the way, I don't know why they're that way.
How would you use the words up, down, and over upon that location? Like you say, last week I saw him, what, Monroe? I saw him.
Up, town, up in Monroe.
Why would you say up?
I wouldn't. I'd say I saw him over in Monroe. That's over. I don't know why, because it's west, I guess.
What about Alexander?
Well, I was in Alexandria and saw so-and-so. Some
down?
People say, well, I went down to Alexandria, you know, because it's below you. Up has a tendency to mean north.
What
up the road.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just beyond this end. Up is up.
And said there was trouble at a party. He said the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch, all of them.
Anything else besides a bunch?
The whole gang.
And say someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, he said he had to
throw up or vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Throw up or vomit.
Which sounds better?
Throw up, I'd use it probably. I don't know.
What about a really crude way of saying that?
Puked. I've heard that.
Would you ever use that?
I never have. I don't remember.
If someone threw up, you'd say he was sick?
At the stomach.
And say if a child was misbehaving, you'd say, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
spank you or correct you.
Did you ever say take and spank you or go and spank you?
Mm-mm, I don't believe. I'm going to spank you, that's it.
And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, kept on going over to her house and all, he'd say that he was
dating or visiting.
What?
Real sweet on her or something like that.
What did people used to say?
Stuck on her, I've heard that expression. He's really stuck on that gal.
And he would be called her
boyfriend, beau, sweetheart.
And she'd be his
sweetheart or girlfriend.
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been
kissing somebody.